few little words
about how science and theology in our century are in remarkable ways converging. They don't become the same thing. They're two very different disciplines, but they're converging in saying much the same thing in a number of ways. And one of them is that the beauty of reality proclaims where the truth is. Then you say just a word about science, then just a word about theology. They have the same message on this. I could cite to you, I don't have the quotations here, and this is not the place to be quoting scientists or theologians, at any length at least, but I could show you Nobel laureates in physics and in biology who say explicitly and strongly that the truth of an equation is more likely to be received, is better to be recognized by the beauty of the equation than by an experiment in support of it. That's a strong statement. For example, in the DNA whole concept, it was the beauty of the analysis that led the two men who were working on it to a conclusion. Now, I'm going from memory now, and I think I have them rightly in my memory, where they were chatting about this, and they said something this beautiful has got to be true. And so it was true. It's turned out to be true. Just a staggeringly beautiful thing, DNA. And they say that, therefore, in more ways than one. Now, in theology, I can cite to you a brief sentence from Balthasar, who specializes very much in his theology, which I consider the most brilliant of our century by far. He makes this remark very short. The beautiful brings with it a self-evidence without mediation. You don't need to argue about it. You don't need to get a syllogism going. Beauty has a self-evidence that there's goodness here and there's truth in it. When you look at an orchid, by the way, there are thousands upon thousands of species of orchids, just staggeringly splendid. You know that something's very good going on here, that there's some artist of an incredibly rich imagination. As God could have imagination, he doesn't have it as we do, it's supremely better. But you conclude, and you don't need any syllogism to prove it, that there's something gorgeous in this orchid bloom, as well as the thousands of other species of it. And in that sense, truth is seen very much by beauty. There are other ways, of course, of establishing truth, other ways of showing that the gospel indeed is the truth, but the sheer beauty of it is one of them. There's nothing in the world that even comes close to the gospel for answering all of our human needs in ways that just vastly surpass our imagination. Indication, among many others, we've got the truth here.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Dubé for his series, St. John of the